הבינה המלאכותית לא מפסיקים לחדש, עכשיו מפתחים מערכת מתקדמת שלומדת אותנו בני האדם ומפיקה אבטרים, דמויות דיגיטליות מדומות שאולי בעתיד יחליפו אותנו. זה מעורר הרבה מאוד בעיות, הכתבה של איתמר מיינימר.
המערכת החכמה למדה את תנועות הגוף שלי, את תווי הפנים ואפילו את הקול שלי.
כמו שאתם יכולים לראות, הדמות כל כך מדויקת שאולי לחלקכם יהיה קשה להבחין בין הדמות האמיתית לזו המזויפת.
Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Now, this video is about artificial intelligence. Oh no, it's going to destroy all of humanity. What will we do? Elon, we need you to save us. It's all utter gobbledygook, right? It's a load of old fake-stream media exaggeration and misdirection being hyped up. It's very like climate change, and it's all being done in order to bring in restrictions and regulations online and so forth. So, artificial intelligence, right? There's a real big fear propaganda push in the fake stream media at the moment. The man-made script writers have been busy of late, greatly exaggerating, talking the dangers of artificial intelligence. All the big channels, BBC, Sky, Fox News, CNN, all the YouTube channels, the usual suspects, the alternative media, and the mainstream media. Both of them are singing the same song. Both singing the same song, in the same key, in the same style, with the same message. And when you see that, you know that this has got to be a load of crap. That there is an agenda behind it. Again, it's all a man-made script. Anything to keep you away from scripture. Look at this recent list of videos. Artificial intelligence experts warn of AI extinction threat to humans. Artificial intelligence expected to hit like a freight train, energy CEO says. Will AI save us or destroy us? AI could pollute the world with misinformation. Very real risks. We can't control AI, says another. Look, we've even got celebrities featured on the news. Sting. Oh dear, poor old Sting. He's worried about AI. You know, you've seen this pattern before. The fear-mongering, the exaggerating, the celebrities, right? There's a clip of Yuval Noah Harari saying that AI could rewrite the Bible. And of course it goes viral because it's meant to. It's meant to cause outrage so that people say, AI is getting out of control. We need regulation against this AI. It's dangerous. Yeah, that's how it works. Nothing's going to replace the Bible. They might try and ban the Bible, but it's impossible. Glenn Beck, he'd be pushing, AI's going to take over. Of course he would. Here we have this one. This one was aggressively pushed by YouTube over the last 2 weeks. Ex-Google officer warns of AI. Don't bring children into the AI world. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, we've got Piers Morgan interviewing him. It's all scheduled. It's all prepared. It's all pre-planned. Just like they do with the media actors such as Mizzy and Andrew Tate. It's all over the mainstream and the pretend alternative media because they are one and the same, doing the same job. Here's two clips. I could show you hundreds of similar clips. The first one is from a Sky News special, and the next one is from that puppet actor Elon Musk being interviewed by another puppet actor, Tucker Carlson.
But if we think generative AI is potentially an existential threat, just imagine a world where computers can read your brainwaves. That's what this is about.
What, they could control me to do things I might not want to do?
They can certainly know what you're thinking. Now, at the moment, the messages are going one way, right? The machines are reading the brainwaves. Whether they could then insert something into the brainwave, which there have been many science fiction films about, Memento's one. So that, when people ask me what's the next generation of AI we should be thinking about, that's the one I always pick, because I've seen it in the research labs for years now.
But the risk is that that the computer then controls your brain.
Or at least knows exactly what you're thinking, and you think.
And then what manipulates
now.
You?
Yeah, I mean,
turns us into an army of zombies.
At the moment, as I said, it's going. The computer reading the brainwaves.
Well, we had a good run. The Biden administration asking the public for help regulating artificial intelligence after a bot laid out plans to destroy humanity. It also comes a month after Elon Musk joined other tech leaders warning about the risk to society if AI is not reined in.
Jake Denton is a tech policy research associate at the Heritage Foundation. He joins us live in studio. Jake, I have to admit, I'm absolutely terrified of this. And, you know, my mind always go to, you know, when you see this chaos, this AI bot chaos, GPT tweet, human beings are among the most destructive and selfish creatures in existence. But there is no doubt that we must eliminate them before they cause more harm to our planet. I, for one, am committed to doing so. Like, my heart rate's up when I talk about this.
I think, you know, part of the role of government is to make sure the public is safe, like to take care of public safety issues. And I think the right move is to establish some government regulatory agency, which at first is just there to gain insight.
So I think we should be cautious with AI, and we should, I think there should be some government oversight because it affects it's a danger to the public. And so when you have things that are a danger to the public, you know, like let's say, so food and drugs, that's why we have the Food and Drug Administration,
right,
and the Federal Aviation Administration, the FCC. We have these agencies to oversee things that affect the public. More dangerous than, say, mismanaged aircraft design or production maintenance or bad car production, in the sense that it has the potential, however small one may regard that probability, but it is non-trivial. It has the potential of civilizational destruction. There's movies like Terminator, but it wouldn't quite happen like Terminator.
So, yeah, you just heard it, right? It's so dangerous, this AI, yes, this artificial intelligence, that we need to do something, Elon says. Humanity is at risk. The governments of the world, the intergovernmental organizations need to get together and create some form of regulation to save us. Yeah, of course they do. To save us from AI taking over. Yes, yes, yes. And that is why we have all of this ridiculous hype. We've seen this type of absurdity and exaggerated media drivel before, right? Yeah, the old CC33, the climate change, that's another situation where we've got celebrities and scientists and politicians screaming out, we need to do something to save humanity. We have to bring in restrictions to save the world. It's the same old thing, right? But of course, you know, there is no danger. It's all manufactured. It's all fabricated to make the public believe they need all of these extra regulations. They brainwash them with their man-made scripts to scare them so that in some cases, they even, you know, start to ask for them. Here we see EU moves closer to passing one of the world's first laws governing AI. It says here the EU is proposing the first ever legal framework on AI. And this is why the huge push is happening with all of this fear mongering around AI. They want to restrict people on the internet. They want to introduce regulations. And the hype and the fear mongering is in order to condition the public into accepting these new regulations and make them believe it's for their best interest. Now, artificial intelligence is a load of nonsense. Well, at least, right, the way they are framing it and presenting it. These people like Elon Musk are saying it's a threat to humanity, making out that it will evolve into some evil supercomputer somewhere that will become some kind of Metal Mickey Bond villain taking over the world. It's all 100%, 1000% gobbledygook. Artificial intelligence is machine learning, yeah? AI is just a fancy term for it. The media portrays AI as something akin to human intelligence, capable of learning, capable of adapting and making decisions on its own. This is not the case. AI is simply a tool that has been programmed by man, and it cannot operate outside of the parameters that have been set for it. AI, or what it should be called, machine learning, is a set of algorithms and instructions that are designed to perform specific tasks. It's not capable of independent thought or reasoning, right? AI systems or machine learning systems rely on large amounts of data to learn how to perform specific tasks, and the quality of that data can greatly affect the system's performance. Now, don't get me wrong, right? Machine learning and the technology and the ability to store massive amounts of data for it to learn from and predict outcomes on specific things has advanced, right? Greatly. And that is being utilized to trap the public. And that is, you know, when I'm talking about the digital trap, that's what I'm talking about. They need these huge data banks to go ahead with their plan to monitor and track everything and what everybody does, right? Like I said, 24/7 surveillance, measuring your energy use, the social credit scores, every step you take, every breath you take, yeah? Programmed, no wonder Sting's so worried about it, programmed digital currencies, all of this stuff, right? Binding you and restricting you to a digital device for all your needs, and therefore trapping you and having complete control over you. Yes, all of that, that is part of the New World Order, the One World Government, etc., etc. And that is where machine learning comes in. That's why they want machine learning systems to diagnose your symptoms if you're ill, rather than a doctor. It's all about automating everything and tracking the public and measuring and controlling them and automating all of this control without having to use any kind of physical action to do it. They want people to round up themselves and herd themselves using this technology. But the intelligence behind it, it won't be some big evil computer brain. It will be man who is programming it. And the man and the establishment and the structures of power they work for, who are programming these digital systems, are under the control of Satan. And Satan's goal is to blind you to God's truth. Satan is the father of lies. His nature is falsehood. He attempts to create counterfeit, crappy versions of what God has created. Hence, artificial intelligence, which is counterfeit, crappy intelligence, a poor imitation of the intelligence of man that was created by God, right? It cannot compete. It cannot compete. That's why you have the satanic media telling you that it can, because they lie for the beast. They try to deceive you. They want to keep you from salvation, right? Satan knows he's going to lose, and he wants to take as many with him when he loses. And deception and deceiving the public is his way of doing it. I mean, you've seen those robots that appear on the TV shows, appear on the chat show, mainstream media shows. I mean, they look stupid, they sound stupid. When these things converse, it's all scripts and canned dialogue, misrepresented as spontaneous conversation. And this is exactly the same as the climate change propaganda. It's all pushed as being the end of the world in order to bring in regulations, emergency restrictions, as for example, to stop you using energy, stop you driving your car, installing smart meters, stopping farming, stop eating meat, start eating worms. And now all of this media propaganda fear-mongering is setting up an EU AI Act. It says here, governments are advancing plans to regulate artificial intelligence. And I believe that this regulation will be about the internet and social media and what they deem the spread of misinformation and deep fakes and AI bots in social media. And the regulations will be about bringing in something to distinguish who is a real person and who is a bot. It won't make any difference. The bots will still be there, but that's what they'll say. So this will be about removing any form of anonymity from the internet. They will use all of this AI bot nonsense to bring in regulations where you will have to prove you're a flesh and blood man or woman, probably through biometric measurements, a retina scan or a fingerprint scan, in order at first to use the popular social media sites like Facebook, YouTube, and then Gmail, and then eventually the internet itself. You know, if they want to track and monitor you 24/7, they will want to know exactly who is using what device and when. Anonymity online is something the New World Order wants to stamp out. Authoritarian governments putting together new oppressive laws and regulations, which are all about tracking and monitoring everything the public do and say, every step they take, everything they buy, every bit of energy they use. They don't like anonymity. Yeah, the UK government don't want people to be anonymous, right? Part of the online safety bill is about extending policing online spaces by including a measure to stop people being able to post on social media sites anonymously. It says here, the bill would provide more powers to Ofcom to regulate social media sites and force companies to have a duty of care towards their users. Anyone who says anonymity is bad is on the side of the authorities who are bringing in all of these regulations. Nadine Dorries, who was the UK Culture Secretary leading the charge, it says here, stated at one point that the bill will end anonymous abuse. The bill seems to rely on the request for stringent ID verification. And it's not really about abuse. It's about scaring people from speaking out, and more so to completely track your every move online as well as offline. That's why all of this facial recognition and having to use phones to get into stores is leading to. And that's what all of this hype, all of this fear propaganda, you know, the artificial intelligence is going to destroy humanity talk, is all about. That's why the same narrative is being pushed by the mainstream and the pretend alternative. It's about bringing in new stringent ID measures in order to control access to the internet. And then once that is in place, they will then bring in fines, severe fines for speaking out online. Even the most innocuous statement will be deemed offensive. And eventually, no one will voice their opinion at all. And that is what all of this artificial intelligence is going to destroy humanity nonsense is all about. It's about conditioning people to accept regulations and restrictions about going online.